Good morning and welcome back to Nachyomi. Today we're going to be focusing on Amos Perek Vov, the sixth chapter of Sefer Amos. This is a Perek which the Abarbanel points out is now shifting focus down south to Yehuda. Up till now, most of Amos has been focusing on the northern kingdom of Israel to where he is prophesying, and now he shifts downwards to the south. It is interesting, just to introduce this Perek, I'd like to introduce it by a very brief idea which is indicated in the introduction to the Mesilas Yeshurim by Rav Moshe Chaim Lutzato, who points out, and just a really powerful paragraph, which is a life-shaping and changing perspective on things. He says, "Nimtza shehu musam be'emes betoich hamilchama hachazaka." Every human being is placed in a bitter and terrible battle. That a person is placed, whether for the good or the bad, is always being challenged. On the one hand, a person is faced with poverty, on the other hand, riches. And this could mean physically, this could mean emotionally, psychologically, background. There's riches and there's poverty. And he quotes the pasuk in Mishlei Perek Lamed Pen Is Espa Vekichashti Ovomarti Mi Hashem, lest I become satiated and I deny Hashem, or Pen Ivoreish Vegonavti, and lest I become impoverished and then I steal. Hashal Mitzad Echod VaYisurin Mitzad Echod. There is going to be satiation on the one side, which is a challenge, and suffering on the other side, which is its own challenge. Al Shinim Seis Hamilchama Elav Panim VaAchor. The battle is always behind and in front of us. We can't extract ourselves from poverty and expect to succeed because we meet opulence. And once we hit opulence, there's more challenges which come in that direction, or vice versa. And this parak over here is a parak of the immediate challenge of opulence, of success. This is talking to a very successful society in the southern kingdom. Under the reigns in the north, it is Yerovam ben Yoash. And at this point in time, in the south, it is under Uzziah or Azariah HaMelech. Everything is doing well. And here's what he says. He talks about the people who live in Zion, who are just so happy. They're so confident in their strength, their military strength. And Hashem says, go look out and look at the rest of the countries around you. You think to yourselves in Pasuk Gimel, Ha'anadim liyom rava tigishun l'sheves tachamas. You think the bad day is far off. You think, it's coming a long time. No worries. And he describes a society. You live on ivory beds, ha'shochvim al-mitos shein, eating luscious mutton, sumptuous beef, singing immoral songs, drinking wine from bowls, meaning, here the way, ha'shoisim b'mizrike yayin, that you're not even having from the shot glasses, that's how much you're having. And drinking, using the best oils for perfume. That's the kind of society you live in, says Hashem. Lachein ato yiglu b'roish golim v'sar mizrach seruchim. So you're going to be the first of all those who are going to be exiled. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, he swears, he makes note of it, that he's going to take down the pride of Yaakov and all their palaces he hates. Viscarity irim uloya. And therefore, he says the most powerful statement, what these images are so shocking. The image is, 10 people will be locked up in one chamber, they'll all die. And his uncle, his relation, will bring out the bones and burn them from the house. And he'll call out to those left in the house. Anybody left in the house? There's no one left. Keep quiet. He doesn't want to mention the name of Hashem. What is this image referring to? So the Barbanel says is that people are fleeing from the enemy, so they run into some sort of destroyed building, and they all start dying because of the plague. They're all dying. There's sickness. It's rampant, and there's so little facilities that in fact the relatives decide to bury their own relatives so they shouldn't be taken by the enemy, and they burn their bones. But there's no one left in the house. They're all dying. There's no one there to mention Hashem's name, either because they didn't mention Hashem's name, and that's how they got here, as Rashi says, or it's because that nobody wants to even say and be matzdik Hashem's word. They don't want to say that Hashem was right in the situation. That's a terrible situation that we're describing over here. You're going to be the first of the exilees. You're going to be running away from your enemies and dying as you're running. And therefore Hashem says in Pasuk Yud, Ki hinei Hashem metzaveh v'ikah habayis hagadol risisim habayis hakatan b'kiim. I am commanding that I'm going to destroy the big house into pieces and the small house into even smaller pieces, into splinters. That this refers to, as the Mepharshim point out, the big house is Yisrael, the northern kingdom, and the small house is the southern kingdom of Yehuda. Yehuda was only 2.5 tribes. The other 10.5 or 9.5 tribes in the north were much bigger. Both of them are going to be destroyed. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu describes, you thought you had so much to rejoice over, you thought you had so much security, you thought you had so much richness. I'm taking them away from you. I'm going to establish an enemy against you who's going to take you into exile. And that closes the parak in Pasuk Yudalad. There's interesting halacha which is learned out of this parak, which the Gemara in Pesachim points out in Daf Memtes Amud Aleph. The Gemara quotes a pasuk in our parak, which is the seventh pasuk, which is Amar Rabbi Yitzchak Ko Nene Misuda Beloy Avishur Sudas Rishus Losoif Goyle. Anybody who enjoys a Seudas Rishus, a optional meal, will end up going to exile. It says V'Achlu Karim Mitzoyin V'Agalim Mitoich Marbek, that you'll eat this wonderful mutton and delicious beef, and that's when you're going to be taken exile to the rest of the nations. That's what the Gemara says. Now, obviously, that does not mean to say that a person has to eat every single seudah of theirs. Has to be a seudas mitzvah. You know, it's not like we're finding a seum every single day of the week, besides the 9 days. What this means is that we have the opportunity in our neutral lives to find our Kodesh Baruch Hu. We have the opportunity in even our eating, in our day-to-day business, to be able to infuse it with our Kodesh Baruch Hu. But should we not find Hashem there? Should it just become a hedonistic experience of living? And there's no Isurim involved. We're just doing what we're doing, and we're enjoying it, and we make parties out of it, we make it a way of life, we make it a center and a focus of our lives. Then, that's what the Gemara is saying, is that ultimately leads to goddess. Where did this all come from? These probably were good people. These were probably people who lived good lives. They served HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But ultimately what took over them was their opulence and their style of life. And that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu is talking about over here, the danger of such a style of life. In the meantime, have a wonderful and meaningful day.